Christianity Today Editor, Trump's Like a Physically Abusive Husband. By Joshua Kaplan on December 20, 2019. Appearing Friday morning on NPR's Morning Edition, Christianity Today Editor-in-Chief Mark Galli reiterated his call for President Donald Trump's removal, comparing the president to a physically abusive husband who may be a good provider but needs to leave the house. Listen from 2:48. A partial transcript is as follows. Stephen Skeep, why do you think it is that overwhelming majorities of white evangelical Christians support the president, and if we went into a black church, we'd hear something very different, most likely? But why do you think it is among white evangelical Christians that that is the view? Mark Galli, I'm glad you've given me all of 5 minutes to talk about that. Laughter, to be the most charitable to my brothers and sisters, I do think they are passionately concerned about pro-life issues. I am as well deeply concerned about pro-life issues. They are passionately concerned about religious freedom issues. I am as well. So, I will give them that in the sense that Trump has done a very good job of defending those causes in our minds. I think that's two of the reasons why they're so adamantly supportive of him. But we've gotten to a point where those things no longer balance the scale. It's like a wife who has a husband who's verbally abusive, but he's still a good provider, still a good father to his children. She might put up with that. On the one hand, you've got a bad temper, on the other hand, he's a great dad and a good provider. When that husband begins to physically abuse, becomes physically dangerous, that doesn't balance the scale anymore. And now the real issue is, should this man be in the house or not? Most of us would say he needs to be out of the house. Inskeep, but he's a good provider. Galli, no, it doesn't matter. He needs to be out of the house.